Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Welcome, welcome to Verke Radio, iHeartRadio. This is the Get Your Business Right show with Michael Muse. You know who I am, Mr. Broadcastpreneur, a.k.a. the Fearless Coach, because when it comes to fears, we're kicking it straight through the door. Ladies and gentlemen, I am honored, I am privileged to have a woman who is making and changing lives all over the world. She is making sure she's helping you to share your voice, share your story, and let you know that no matter what you come across, you can conquer it, you can win, and one of her most important things is never to quit, because she is a winner. And so I'm esteemed right now just to introduce you to some and to everyone else, Dr. Renee Sunday. How are you doing, Dr. Sunday?
Yes, I'm great. I like that intro. I was almost about to start dancing. I'm like, yes, we are our winter season.
That's right. They may say it's a pandemic taking place. They may say it's hopelessness taking place. They may say it's a lot of uncertainty. But I always say, as long as you stay into the source, which is God, he is going to lead us. He will direct us. And guess what? No harm could come to us. That's one thing I'm excited about you, because you have been an example of just taking your business to the next level and even what you do with your profession to the next level. So I just wanted, my first question is, what made you decide to be a doctor, and why did you pick that particular field in that medical industry?
Michael, that's a great question. Ooh, audience, you're going to love this. But I have to be transparent. When I was younger, growing up, you could tell the Southern twang, right? I'm from Alabama. My dad was sick almost every year. And at that time, my mom would love to go to the hospital. You know, she would go to the hospital and stay with him. And that would separate the kids, because it was three of us. One would go here and one would go there. And I said, Daddy, when I get older, I'm going to find out why you're so sick. I'm going to help the world in regards of that. Mm. And come to find out, you know, he had ulcer disease. Back then, you go in the hospital for 2 weeks. Now you don't go to the hospital for that. So that was one of my insights when I look back. But also my sister is 4 years older than me, and she's a physician as well in Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay,
and
I was she's a physician nagging, too. Okay.
Yes, I was that nagging sister, Michael, and I was in her books.
So you was falling behind her.
She probably was like, okay, can I do something in this world without her being around? But that actually, she ended up being my role model. So I ended up just following her footsteps. But I knew I didn't want to be a family practice physician. Nothing against that. But I didn't want to put patients in the hospital. And so I took this program that increases the minority women in the medical field. And lo and behold, I was matched up with an anesthesiologist. She was so cool, as the kid says. She managed home. She was able to practice. And it was just seemed like she really knew her stuff. So that really put a fire under me. And I actually pursued to be an anesthesiologist. And I love it. I had the opportunity to meet her. And we was at a conference, and she still was practicing. And I'm like, okay, you still practicing? And we were crying in the restroom, but everybody like, you guys okay? I said, well, she actually was very pivotal in my life. And so I think I made a great choice.
And you know what? I'm glad you mentioned about your dad, because anytime I talk to people, you know, as generally as we go through life, everyone wants the accolades. Everyone wants the success. But like you said, for you, it started when you saw that your dad was sick and you wanted to help solve him from being sick all the time. And you made a decision at a young age to want to not only help him, but help other people. Mm-hmm. And so you took something from it at a young age, and you made sure you carried it all the way through. Because I'm sure, you make that ultimate decision, but you got to that place where you were able to accomplish it. I'm sure you had a lot of roadblocks and things you had to deal with to get to that point. What would say the number one thing with roadblock and even accomplishing becoming an anesthesiologist? What was your biggest roadblock for you to overcome, and what was your mindset on overcoming it?
Oh wow, that's powerful. Well, I have to say this one, that it started as a young child, you know, because I was tall, I wore glasses, my last name Sunday, so I was church, you know, church girl, the Sunday girl, those type of thing. So my nickname as a child was Olive Oil. So, okay. You know, now we call it bullying. So that was very significant. But I, you know, the great thing, if anybody listen, you know, tell your parents, tell a significant other. And so they actually nurtured me through that, because that was very hard for people to call me out of my name. And so that was probably the first thing that kind of tried to get in the way. But I would say as an adult, it was because I didn't see anyone that was my color. I just be honest. Most of the classes, it was one or two of us, right? And so I had to realize that, wow, I'm a trailblazer, a pioneer in this, and I'm gonna accept this, and I'm gonna make sure I knock it out the park. I'm gonna make sure I really accomplish it with high accolades, and I you know, just really say I'm gonna do this. Being from Birmingham, being from poverty, and I said I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna make it happen. And so it's an honor and a privilege to be a woman of color in a prestigious field.
Yes, it is. You definitely are a great example to our young people and young women. Like I said, because truly these last few years, He's been making sure He exposed Black women and all of your power and glory and your talents and gifts He's giving. He's been showing it, the Black girl magic, you know. Especially now we got Kamala Harris in office now, so women are excited about that, you know. So you definitely says a lot. And so when you, like you said, you took on that field and you saw having that mentorship, because that mentorship is so important. I think a lot of times people skip over that aspect of the process. I mean, we get so far on what we know, but until you connect with someone who knows more and they're willing to share that insight and guidance with you, it's going to take a whole lot longer to get where you have to go, you know?
You know how the old saying is, it takes the whole village. It does. And your life.
Yes, it does. It takes the whole village.
And your business, and even your purpose in life. If you're going through the path by yourself, that's not going to work. You're going to burn out when things don't happen your way. You're going to give up. And you have to take somebody. You know how they say, reach back and get somebody. No, take people with you so they can enjoy the journey together.
Absolutely. And that's one of the really things that I teach in my coaching, just on how important it is to face your fears head on, because I'm not sure if you knew, but I suffered a heart attack, seizure, and kidney failure all at the same time. And so I know you being in that field, you know that by medical terms, I shouldn't be here right now. But God had a difference of opinion.
Yes.
And He said, hey, I need you to be, because I was always wondering, what did He want me to do? And so once that happened to me, and after I was on dialysis, then I ended up getting a kidney transplant in 2013. And so once I got my kidney transplant, the first week or two out of surgery, I was like, God, what do you want me to do now? And 2 weeks after that, my 16-year-old daughter was murdered. And so I was like, hold on, God. I'm still suffering pain, dealing with the surgery. My daughter is gone now. What do you want me to do? And so I went through a path of meditation and prayer and just really seeking out what He needed me to do. And He let it be very evident that I need to be sharing my story with the world. That it's other people who are hurting, other people going through pain, who are looking for some source of inspiration. And so at that point, I said, let me make sure my life is a life of inspiration so that whoever come across my path, let God allow me to touch them in some kind of way so that their life can be better in some kind of way. So that's what I've been doing, and I'm so glad you are inspiration. And so we get to the point in our show, we're going to take a quick break, okay?
Okay.
Well, we're back on the Get Your Business Right show on Verke Radio, which is all about the power of women. And we have Dr. Renee Sunday with us. And Dr. Sunday, you are, it's magnificent having you on. And so now you're a doctor. What made you decide to want to help people get their voice heard? Because if right now we're in a time where with social media and everything, everybody wants attention. And you're helping these people get attention and sharing their story, and you're helping them to make money in the process. So just spill the beans for us, Dr. Sunday. Spill the beans all out. Don't hold back. You from Alabama, girl. Spill the beans all out.
Yeah, you know, we are put more on the plate.
Put more on the plate. Add some hot sauce, crackers, put it all on the plate.
Well, you're right, Michael. But, you know, the thing about it, I tell people what I do is what I've been through. You know, I had to go through, when it says pain to purpose, it really means that. My brother passed away, you know, over 10 years ago, now about almost 11 years. And he had what's called a ruptured abdominal aneurysm. So what that is in a nutshell, is the big vessel in the middle of our body that takes blood everywhere. And it was secondary to high blood pressure and stress. And so my therapy, and I tell people, Michael, my therapy was writing out my thoughts. And next thing I know, I birthed a talent that God had given me, a gift that God has given me, and writing. And so I wrote my first book about grieving. And, you know, about that time, a lot of physicians really weren't on social media. So I got on social media actually to promote my book. And people would inbox me, DM me, you know, send me a message and say, how can you be so motivational and inspirational talking about grief? Yes. And I'm like, oh, am I? And so lo and behold, that evolved. A young lady not talking to me on the phone, not even meeting me in person, asked me to be her co-host on her radio and TV show and magazine. Okay. Be part of it. And I did that about a year, Michael. And people will pull me aside and say, won't you do your own thing? And I'm like, what are you talking about? So I did step out on faith and I started, you know, the radio show at that time, syndicated radio, you know, evolved the podcast, publishing company and all those type of things. But when people started calling me or inbox sending a message saying, I want to share my voice that you're doing. And so that's how I even started in regards to the platform builder. So I help people build that platform. And then of course my tagline is for them to be seen, be heard, and get paid, because it's honorable, even in the Bible, okay?
Yes.
That you're supposed to be in a monetization of things to actually get the power and get wealth. So that's what I do in a nutshell, but it had to start with me, because that's why I have so much passion for my clients and for everyone sharing their voice with the world, because somebody right now is praying, crying, or really seeking out for what you have inside. And that's what we're here, is to help other people get to that next. And I say this, Michael, real people like, why you say it like this? If they can smile, if you could get someone to smile.
That's right, get someone to smile.
If I could get you to smile. Now, behind the scenes, of course, the medical background comes out. The hormones get to going in your brain and you get excited about a thing. So you know how that goes, even in the Bible. If you get excited about a thing, you'll be able to write it out and make it plain that people can run with it. And so it goes hand in hand that if we share what's inside of us, that we can actually help people go to their next and, of course, come closer to Christ as well.
That's right. It has to be a full circle, you know, and I'm glad you mentioned about your brother passing away, because I think too often, even for me and just in general, I think a lot of times when it comes to grief in general, a lot of times people don't have the proper perspective when it comes to dealing with death. And I love what you said. You, when your brother passed away, you just started writing your thoughts down and putting it on paper. And you said by the time you looked up, you had a book.
Yes.
You know, and that all came from the pain. And so it just reiterates to the audience that, hey, don't just look at your pain as a roadblock. Look at it as an opportunity that God is doing something to make your life greater and bigger than what it already is. And so that's had to sit in my spirit for a second right there. That's him. But but I'm definitely fighting every day to make sure that we're allowing him to be first and make decisions that's going to glorify him. I think the biggest part that I'm learning more and more and more is during those bad times. Can we praise him? Can we pray during those bad times? When those bad days come, can we still pray when those bad things happen? Can we still hold them in high esteem? It's like when people come around us, when we're doing good, everybody want to come around, don't they? Everybody want to come around. Everybody want to be part of the feast. Everybody want to be part of the good time. But when that famine hit on an individual basis, people get scared, don't they?
Mm-hmm. You're right.
And when they get scared, guess what? When they get scared, we all have our own problems. But the problem is now we live in a society where everyone is looking for the easy way out. Mm-hmm. And I've done this too. Get around people who are just going to be yes people. Yeah. Instead of just being honest, say, hey, get out your own funk. Stop looking at yourself.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's powerful. You know what people, what we realize, and people kind of laugh at me when I say this, but personal development is very important. We know on a spiritual level, we set our tone every morning before you do what you have to do. But if you don't have that together, you're not going to be able to do your business. You're not going to do your purpose. You're going to have trouble at the house. You're going to have concerns. That's right. So we got to make sure we take care of this mind, and then the body will follow.
That's right. Have to take care of that mind. You're absolutely correct on that. We have to do it. We have to make, like you say, because of personal development, we have to make it a priority. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the things I learned when I first, as a teenager, I got into multi-level marketing. That's all they kept talking about. You got to better yourself. You got to be a better you. You got to be a person who people want to be around. The more people want to be around you, the more money you can make, because the people like to be around people who they know, like, and trust. And mm-hmm. so that kind of stuck with me. Now we're in a part of society now where people just want attention at all costs, and they don't care how they get it. And so with you helping people, let me ask you this. You have your pod, you got your podcast. Like you said, once you was doing it with the young lady and people were telling you, hey girl, you could do your own thing. So you sat there a year of working with her, you got your own show going. And I love your tagline. I just want you to say it again just so the audience can hear it.
Which one? The be seen, be heard, get paid.
That's right. Be seen, be heard, get paid.
Yes, yes.
And so what's good about that right there, it don't have nothing to do with a person's background. It don't care. Those words you say had nothing to do with your color. It doesn't matter what household you grew up in. Be seen, be heard, be paid. Because guess what? God gave us all a mouth and lip. Just speak. Yes.
Woo, that's good. That's powerful. Woo, because we got to say it. We got to say it because people got to hear it, because they got to hear what it's all about. Woo.
Be seen and be heard. If you could just share those three things, that'd be great.
Repeat the first part for me.
Oh yeah, if you could share just three things to share with the audience, with the women that you know that can help them, especially during this time right now, so they could be seen, be heard, and get money.
Oh yeah. Oh, I'd be glad to. Thank you, Michael. The first thing is, I have to say this because God gave me a word and he said, this is my word for about 10 years. So I like to share with people is number one, be yourself. You gotta be yourself because everybody else is taken, okay? So you gotta be yourself. Let me be honest with you. I thought that God was gonna tone me down when I got in ministry, when I, you know, on all these different platforms and stuff. But people like this funny, this Southern twang funny, okay? So be you because the unique you are and what you bring to the table is going to actually help somebody else in life. So that's number one. I always have to say that. The second thing is, and we talked about it just briefly, Michael, on this broadcast, that we need to have a mentor and a coach. I know. If you look up the statistics, we don't do good when you do stuff for free. For some reason, the human body would not focus like we should when we do get stuff for free. So get a mentor and coach and invest in yourself.
That's
because
right.
Because especially in my case, I want you not to make the mistakes that I did. I don't want you to self-sabotage yourself like I did, okay, in my business. I want you to make sure you're incorporated, you're protected by the government. You want to be able to make sure you keep as much money in the business as possible, okay?
Yes.
And then the third thing is, Be open to expanding. You may have heard people say have multiple streams of income. Yes, I think Oprah Winfrey and Tony Robbins said 13, you know, all that. But yes, do things that are in alignment with your spirit, though. Things that are alignment of who you are and your personality. And you won't have any problems being seen, being heard, and getting paid. Because if you have that passion, if you have that drive, It's going to run you down. Money going to run. I'm a living witness. When you would have that right alignment and you feel good
behind it,
when you get on them sales calls, they're going to say, yes, can I do it? When you put a product out or service, they're going to say, yeah, where the button at? But if you have that alignment, the money going to run you down. I just love that.
Oh, I love it. You said the money will run you down. I love it. Yes. Well, Dr. Sunday, what you share is powerful. We definitely have to set up another time. We have to do this again because what you're sharing has been inspirational. And I know it's going to touch many, many, many women's lives. And I'm just so grateful and thankful that you, for you to come on. Please share how to get in contact with you.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Micah. This has been a blast. I've had an awesome time. I make it easy for people. My website is ReneeSunday, that's ReneeSunday.com. And all my social media is Dr., which is DrRenee Sunday, Sunday.
So you make it simple for them, DrReneeSunday.com.
That's right.
Well, that is awesome. Well, I'm definitely looking forward to having you back on again, because you have definitely been inspirational, and definitely when it comes to these times we're in now, just setting an example and having a platform so women can be seen, be heard, and get paid. Because guess what? When we don't have money, there's nothing funny.
That's good. I love it.
That's right. Well, Dr. Sam, I'm grateful for you. And ladies and gentlemen, I am so thankful for you, because guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Without you, there is no me. I love you. God loves you. There's nothing you can do about it. I'll see you again on the Get Your Business Right show, where overcoming your fears is not an option. And see you next time for Verb K Radio.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.